Hello and welcome to the ESG Fitness Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help you think, learn and grow, and hopefully smile and laugh on the way too. My aim here is to break down your barriers to taking action and provide you with evidence-based diet and exercise information in a fun and interesting way. I hope I nail that and I hope you enjoy. If at any point you are enjoying this and you think, wouldn't it be great to work with Emma? You can head to esgfitness.co.uk to find out more information. Without further ado, because I hate long introductions, here is this episode. Hello, this episode is all about why you should focus on your bad days, which may seem like an odd thing to say, but your quote unquote bad days, have a bigger influence on your results than your good days. And if you can focus on making your bad days neutral days, you will progress 10 times faster. And here is why. So having bad days means that you're essentially like taking three steps forward and then two steps back. So three steps forward are your good days, and then you have like a couple of bad days, so you're taking two steps backwards. That means it's going to take you a hell of a long time and a hell of a lot of effort to make any progress. If you can now have your bad days turn into neutral days instead, you aren't taking those two steps backwards and you progress far quicker. Why did I say progress so weird there? You progress so much quicker, right? So let's like actually use this analogy. If you imagine that you are walking somewhere and you have to take three steps forward and two steps backwards versus you just have a little pause every third step, how much quicker and with how much less effort do you think that you would get to your destination? So to put this into practical terms, this is what it might look like. Instead of going over your calories and thinking, oh, screw it, I will just go way over my calories and I'll start again tomorrow or I'll start again on Monday, you think, okay, I might actually still be around maintenance today if I make smart choices at my next meal. And hey, maybe that day you haven't actually progressed towards your fat loss goal, but you certainly haven't regressed either, right? You've not gone backwards. You've just stayed where you are. Fine. Or you miss a gym workout for a few days, and instead of waiting until a fresh week to get in another gym workout, you get one session in that week, which, by the way, is infinitely better than doing none. Or you get to the end of the day and you realise, hey, I'm nowhere near my protein target. And instead of thinking, do you know what, I'll just have a piece of toast for dinner and go to bed, you're like, actually, I'm going to try and get some protein in. I'm going to have a high protein yogurt before I go to bed, because something is better than nothing. And actually, when you've done nothing, this something has a much larger impact. So for example, as an extreme, right, the first 20 grams of protein that you get per day are going to be more beneficial than the 20 grams before your target. So if your target is 100 grams, like the going from 80 grams to 100 grams isn't as important as going from 0 grams to 20 grams. Same is true with your workouts, right? Like going from doing no workouts to one workout a week has a huge impact. Going from doing three workouts a week to your target, which maybe is going from doing four workouts a week, but maybe your target is five, like that last workout per week, the fifth one, doesn't have half as much impact as that first one. So it's even more important to do something when you've not done that much. These little efforts make your bad days neutral days, and focusing your efforts there will drive your progress so much more than trying to make your good days perfect. And an analogy that we use for this a lot on the EC method that fits is like having, we sort of use this in like a week scenario, but having row weeks where you really push versus sail weeks where you just cruise. My only slight issue with this analogy, being both an ex-rower and my dad being a sailor, is that sailing is almost always faster than rowing. So the analogy doesn't quite work, but I think you get the point. It's like sailing is like effortless and rowing is hard work, right? So you could even think of it as like it's a push week versus a cruise week. Much like good days versus bad days, or bad days versus neutral days. Like you're trying to change those bad weeks into cruise weeks. And the reason that most people don't get results isn't because they aren't perfect on their good weeks. And it's not because, you know, that they don't always have a perfect week. It's because they undo their hard work on their quote unquote bad weeks. And most people focus too much on nailing their good weeks and not enough on making their quote unquote bad weeks just average weeks, cruise weeks, or neutral weeks, where you're not, you might not be progressing, but you're certainly not going backwards. That's where your focus should be. Your bad weeks will have a bigger impact on your results than your good weeks. So try to focus on making your bad weeks moderate and thus not having a negative impact on your outcome and your progress. And that will bring up your average. So we try to think of it as there'll be weeks where you don't have much on and you can really push and nail everything. You're hitting all your targets and you make a ton of progress. And then you've got weeks where you maybe do have quite a lot on. And those are like cruise weeks, weeks where you can just focus on maintaining and focusing on not going backwards, just ticking the boxes. Apply this and watch your long-term progress skyrocket. If you are looking for more support with your goals, or you don't know where to get started, or you think you could be progressing better, but you're not quite sure where to focus your efforts, head over to esgfitness.co.uk, fill in the application. The link is in the show notes. And if I am the right person to help you, I will sign you up. Thank you as ever for your time and attention. If you want to talk to me about coaching, or if you want to find out more about how to work with me, head over to esgfitness.co.uk. There is also lots of free information on the website and some worksheets, which I hope you will find useful. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear from you. Please tag me in your stories at esgfitness, or shoot me a message. And if you think you know anyone who would enjoy this episode, why not share it with them? Thanks, guys!